You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Amanda Harsas, the Finance Director of Atlantic Lithium, joins us now to talk about the latest quarterly results from the company. Hello, Amanda. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Alastair. Good to be talking to you and Vox for the first time.
Yeah, it's great to meet you and great to see you. So tell us about these quarterly results. What are the highlights as far as the numbers are concerned? And then we'll get on to what the company's been doing operationally and in terms of permits, because there's a lot to talk about really all round, isn't there?
There is. There's a lot going on and we keep ourselves busy. But I think the overwhelming kind of point to make from this, our March quarterly, is we've got about $11 million in the bank. We have our permitting is on track. We have done a lot of different things this quarter to keep that going. We've got had drill programs and drilling results through the quarter. We've done our MIF strategic top co-investment. So MIF put in $5 million into the company in January. And we're kind of underway with the offtake process. And that's what I've been quite heavily involved with over the last probably 6 months now.
So tell us about the significance of MIF. I mean, they put in money in the most recent quarter. But there's, you know, that's quite a meaningful development, isn't it, in several different ways?
That's right. So MIF have been wanting to invest in our company for quite a long time. We did a non-binding term sheet with them last year. The January investment was the first part of their strategic investment. That's at the Atlantic level. They bought in at Topco. And the next stage, which we're in the final stages of doing our agreements now, is the $28 million strategic investment into the project level. Which is quite significant for a sovereign wealth fund, and that will be for 6% of the actual Ghanaian entity.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it's a sovereign wealth fund and that it's a Ghanaian entity, and obviously your asset is down there on the ground in Ghana. So it's great to have this sort of local financial firepower coming in to support you.
Exactly, and we know we want to be a Ghanaian entity. We have... almost 95% Ghanaian workforce. We only have one expat. So we really see ourselves as a Ghana company, and this is effectively a Ghanaian fund investing in Ghana. So it's a really good positive outcome for us.
And continuing on that theme of Ghana, there's a listing in Ghana to talk about as well. What's the latest on that?
So as part of our mining lease, we were asked to list on the Ghana Stock Exchange. It is a requirement under their mining regulations, but we will be kind of listing early, and that will be effectively a listing by introduction. So there'll be no offer of shares. But what it means is that Ghanaians can actually buy shares on the market. You know, we'll have a register there. We'll be listed. We're expecting that in the next kind of probably 4 to 6 weeks. We're in the final stages again of doing our prospectus and getting the documentation all in order so that we can actually have the link set up between the registers.
And do you anticipate there'll be much volume once you do have the GSE listing in place?
Look, it's difficult to know. Not expecting it straight away. We do have to do, investor roadshows through Ghana to get the knowledge up by the investor base. There is a certain amount of money in pension funds and different entities in Ghana. So we are expecting a kind of uplift or some kind of interest, but we'll wait and see if that kind of turns into volumes going through.
And you've been involved in the offtake conversations as well, you mentioned at the top of the conversation. Tell us something about what you aim to achieve and how it's been going.
So it's been going really well. We've got a lot of interest. You can imagine that being a low kind of capex, low opex operation, you know, these guys that want lithium know that we will kind of be in production. So we do have a lot of interest, and it's going relatively well. We'll be traveling to China in the next month to kind of meet with different parties that are part of the process. And we tend to complete in the next, probably by the end of this quarter, complete the agreements. And what it is a prepayment funding. So we're offering 500,000 tons of spodumene in return for up to $100 million of funding for a 3 to 5 year term. And it's really about a customer relationship as well. We'll be able to find effectively the next customer for our offtake.
And how much of that, how much of your output does that amount to?
It amounts to about 30%. So if you can remember, we've got our Piedmont Lithium partnership. They are earning, by funding the majority of the project, they're earning into a percentage share plus 50% of the production volumes going forward.
Right. So that's going well on that level. Tell us also about the permitting situation. You've got several permits already in place, but I believe there's some ratification required from Parliament, which is about to arrive.
That's right. So we got our mining lease at the end of last year. That needs to be ratified by Parliament. We're expecting that this parliamentary session, which will start in May as well. So we're kind of readily awaiting for that to happen. As part of that mining lease as well, we've got the EPA permitting process underway. So we completed our public hearing and that went really well. We have strong support from the community. We've done our scoping report and that's all going ahead as scheduled. So we're expecting that through in the next kind of 3 to 6 months as well.
That all sounds sort of a remarkably positive litany that you've given there. So in sort of summary, as far as the operation itself goes, perhaps you could just remind us what the current timetable looks like.
So the timetable is we're going to be in early production next year. We've got a modular plan underway that'll give us a small amount of production. So that'll be in kind of 2025. The main plant will then start to be built and that will be finished in early 2026. So by the end of 2026 and into 27, we'll be in full production. So we're relatively close to that kind of production timeline, which is why it's important to get this offtake, to get our customers. We're getting a lot of interest for the other products that we have. And so we're putting our commercial team in place and kind of effectively getting ready to be a producer.
And do you have a view of how the lithium price might behave in between now and then on during the period when you are in production?
Look, what we've seen is it's very volatile. It's sitting around $1,100 at the moment. Our long-term price in the DFS was $1,400. We knew that the kind of highs that we'd seen, are unlikely to be sustainable for everyone involved in the process. So, we did have a $1,400 long-term price. I think it might go a little bit above that, but what really we want to ensure that we are in production when effectively the time is right. We're not in production in the next year. We'll be in production kind of in 2025 and 26. And what that means is we can take advantage of any kind of spike in prices as well. So it's about actually being, we're low cost, low capex, low cost, and then we can actually get into production and take advantage of any price increase if it happens.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it, if the lithium price suddenly,
Well, it will again. Like we've seen it before, and it will again. I don't think we're in a time yet where we're going to have a stable price. So if we can take advantage of that, we absolutely will.
Great. So, before we wrap it up, Amanda, perhaps we could just have a quick summary from you of the likely news flow that the company's got going forward. I mean, we've had most of the items probably mentioned already in the conversation, but perhaps we could just sort of go through them one by one as we close it out, just so that investors are reminded what to look out for in the next few months.
That's excellent because it's a lot to take in. So I'm going to try and remember them all. So the first one is really our license to operate. So our mining lease will be ratified. We'll get our EPA permit, and that basically wraps up into our mine operating permit, which means we can break ground by the end of the year. Along with that, we'll have our MIIF strategic investment for $28 million. So that'll be announced relatively soon. Plus awarding of key contracts. So as we kind of go to breaking ground and actually moving into our build phase, we need to ensure that we've got our key contracts in place as well. We'll sort out the funding. So Atlantic share of the funding is around 40 million of the DFS, and we're going to do an offtake partnership deal for that, as well as finding a customer. And I think one thing it's important to remember is we're going to continue to expand our current resource. We've got drilling results coming out, which everyone loves. Ewoyaa delivers, every time. It's very consistent in what it delivers. Our exploration program will have more news flow, plus we'll do an MRE upgrade as well.
Brilliant. So lots to look forward to. Amanda Harsas, Finance Director of Atlantic Lithium, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks very much, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.